More like Harrison Buttface.
Buttface.
Got his ass. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-host Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. Walker, how's your day been?
Fine. It's been really windy up here, which was interesting, but it's less windy now, so we're good.
It was windy here yesterday up by the shop, and a gust of wind cost the shop $82.
Oh, what?
I was putting on those, you know, those sticker emblems on cars. If you paint the car, you got to take them off and you got to put them back on. And so I had a replacement one, and if they touch, they're done. And the wind gusted, and it like made a little like burst of air, and it pulled it out of my hand and folded it together. And that was an $80 sticker that I had to replace. Well, I didn't have to pay the replace it, the shop did, but woo! TRD 4x4 costs $80 for that sticker.
That seems like a lot of money for a sticker.
It is. You would be surprised how much stupid ass car parts are.
Yeah, I'm sure I would be.
Yeah. All right, Mike, how are you doing today?
Well, my day's sort of been up and down. The Giants have been kind of driving me crazy, but they're winning right now 7-5 after blowing last night's game. 6-2 in the ninth inning, losing that game, and then they were down 5-1 in this game, and now they're up 7-5 in the top of the 10th. So hopefully things remain the same. They come back on the Padres, like the Pirates came back on the Giants. So my mood's all predicated on how the River Cats and Giants do. I don't know.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well,
yeah, great decision.
Well, good luck. Good luck. Maybe do it with better teams, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe I should. Damn it.
Yeah. All right. So what
maybe I should be a Tigers fan.
I don't know about that either.
Don't be a Kings fan. Don't do that. What we're going to do today is we have a mock draft for everybody. We're going to start off, you know, we're done with the draft. We did the whole review kit and caboodle last week, 3-hour episode. If you're a patron, patreon.com/footballabsurdity. And it got the Tony Martin seal of approval.
He said, good. Yeah. Very well received by our fans.
Tony.
Yes, by Tony.
So, we're going to do a 12-team mock draft on Sleeper. It is going to be quarterback, 2 running backs, 3 wide receivers, tight end, flex, super flex. And I believe it's 5 bench spots, no kicker, no defense, no point in that. Walker has pick 3, Mike has pick 7, and I have pick 11. So we're nice spread out throughout the draft. All right, so let's get this draft started, definitely for the first time.
For sure.
100%. Let's start this draft. All right. So Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen, first 2 off the board. So that takes us to Walker.
Yeah. I mean, there's really only one more elite quarterback left. And if we're doing, you know, we're doing super flex here, I think Christian McCaffrey is interesting. Whoever your top receiver is, I could see taking here as well. But I think the easiest and best pick here is Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. And Mike, before you pick, I do want to ask you both, who would you take there if you had the first overall? Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, or Jalen Hurts, who are clear, seem to be a tier 1 right now?
Yeah, I would have... it's a tough one. I'm going to go Patrick Mahomes over Josh Allen there. Josh Allen's weapons are a major unknown at this time. I mean, we know who they are, but can they actually perform on the field? can they actually perform? I mean, the best receiver that we really are sure of is Curtis Samuel, and he's more of a gadget guy. So I got to go with Patrick Mahomes over Josh Allen.
I might be entering a fever dream and coming out of it really liking Dalton Kincaid this year.
No.
So be careful.
No.
Be careful, everybody.
Stop it.
Stop Don't it. Do that. Right. Don't do that.
All right. So I would probably still, at going into the offseason, I made moves with Josh Allen as my number one quarterback, and then everything fell apart. So I don't particularly trust what's going on in Kansas City with Rashee Rice doing a crime a day. He's doing 75 hard, but it's a crime every single day. And so I think I would go like with the robots here. Go Jalen Hurts, number one. The tush push is going to get minimized because of no Jason Kelce, but I still think that he still has A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert to throw to. So I think I would go Jalen Hurts first overall in this. So, Mike, we're on to you. We've yapped through a minute and a half of your pick. You only have 8 minutes left to make your pick, Mike.
Oh, no. What am I going to do? Oh, shocker. I think I'm going to go with who I think could actually lead the league in passing this year in C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud. Great call. C.J. Stroud got Stephon Diggs in the offseason, if people are wondering why we're so morose about Josh Allen.
That's right.
Because he doesn't have Stephon Diggs anymore. Now C.J. Stroud does. So I think that that's good for him. So after Mike took Stroud, we had Chase Hill, Jefferson come off the board. I think what I'm going to do is... So there's a good mix of players that could come back to me at quarterback and wide receiver and running back, honestly. So I have 11 of 12. So what I'm going to do is I'll just take who I think is the next guy. I don't think that Anthony Richardson is the next ranked player, but I don't think he makes it back to me. I think the robots will have him higher. So I'm going to take Anthony Richardson here. And then Joe Burrow goes off the board, then Sun God, then back to me. And I'm a double tap with Kyler Murray. So I get two dual threat quarterbacks, rushing, passing, two guys who have hopefully Kyler Murray gets some better weapon, or his weapons are much improved with Marvin Harrison. Hopefully that comes through. Another year of Trey McBride, Trey Benson as well. And then Anthony Richardson with the addition of my boy, Adonai Mitchell, plus banking on health. Hopefully he learned how to take a hit like Trevor Lawrence warned him in his first game. Literally the first game, he said, "Hey man, you can't take those hits here." And then look what happened. So hopefully he listened. Then we've got two running backs off the board, and then a wide receiver. And then Mike, we're back to you at quarterback.
Jamar Chase and AJ Brown is certainly a start.
It is. It is a start. Especially in Superflex.
Yeah, you wouldn't catch me doing that.
Especially with the quarterbacks that are still on the board. I mean, at least grab one, holy mackerel. I'm kind of stuck here between Saquon Barkley and Jonathan Taylor. I like both of them, especially Barkley in the high profilic offense of Philadelphia. They can turn things around. I mean, I don't know what happened to them in the second half of the season. They went from scoring all these points to like not scoring anything. So did the offense get figured out, or are they just, is it broken? Is it fixed? Barkley is way too talented, but
It's woken. They weren't woken.
They just went woke. But I'm too much of a homer to pass up Jonathan Taylor. So I'm going to go Taylor.
I feel like Jonathan Taylor's kind of been lost in the weeds or in the discussion, you know, because he's still Jonathan Taylor. He was just hurt last year, you know, and I feel like it's kind of like people are so hyped on the young guys, which makes sense. Hall, Bijan, Gibbs, that they're forgetting that Jonathan Taylor is a young guy, too. And I think it's a lot of that is dynasty brain, which is you don't want a running back on their second contract. But he's still really good, guys. He's still really good. Yeah, so Garrett Wilson, Puka, Jamar Gibbs off the board. Now we're to Walker. Took Patrick Mahomes in the first round. Going to come back with – there's some good options here.
Yeah, I mean, I could go quarterback. There's a couple of good ones. I mean, Dak Prescott, I personally wouldn't have Jordan Love that high, but, you know, there's some options, but I think I've got enough options that I can at least wait until it comes back around to me. In terms of running back, I think it's a pretty clear drop off in tier from Saquon to the next guy. I probably can get a receiver coming back around who's pretty good. I really like Marvin Harrison, and I'm seriously considering taking him here. But it's between him and Saquon. And I'm not really sure which way to go.
Well, personally, I think that's why Saquon has a ton of upside. He's just going to step right into a role that's already been formed for him. That's not saying that Marvin Harrison doesn't already have upside, but it's an offense that's going to have to basically work around him insofar as Saquon Barkley's just stepping into a role that already existed.
He's just going to be, what if DeAndre Swift was really good?
Exactly. And people are worried about, oh, he's not going to get as many goal line carries, but DeAndre Swift had more goal line carries than him last year, so I'm not worried about that.
All right, I'll listen to you.
All right, so then Dak, Kyren Williams, Travis Kelce off the board, Marvin Harrison.
Shit.
Walker almost got him. Kyren Williams injured right now for OTAs.
He is injured.
Yeah, so I don't see much of a difference between Blake Corum and Kyren Williams, so I'm wondering if maybe there'll be a foot in the door. I think Kyren Williams is a better pass catcher, but in terms as a runner, I don't see much of a difference.
I think Williams, they're similar, certainly. Yeah. Neither of them are that big, but they're both good in short yardage situations. I think they're similar players. I think Williams is, as he should be, he's the incumbent because he played really well last season. But I think it probably settles in as more of like a 62-38 type situation.
See, now this is where you're wrong. I think it's going to be more of a 63-37 situation.
That's interesting. And I respect your opinion, but also I will kill you.
All right. Walker went to the Twitter school of debate.
That's right.
All right. So where are we going here, Walker?
That's a great question.
Brock Squirty.
I'm not going to be taking Brock Squirty. No. I have a lot of good quarterback options still. I feel I have good tight end options still. I think I need to make sure I get at least one high-end receiver. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I guess it's got to happen one of these years, right? He's got to end up cashing in all those air yards and really becoming an elite producer.
Mike Williams?
No, Chris Olave.
Oh, okay.
I trust the youth and the improving player over Davante Adams, who is going to start regressing here. So I'll go with Olave.
I'm not drafting Davante Adams anywhere for the least analytical reason ever, which is Aiden O'Connell looks like shit.
And also the other guy's Gardner Minshew, who we know is not very good.
Yeah, no, but I'm not saying like Aiden O'Connell bad quarterback. I'm saying like they released a video and I was like, damn, Aiden O'Connell, you look like grown up Bobby Hill. I do not enjoy this.
Just bad vibes in your
bad opinion. Vibes. Yeah. So, all right, Mike, you got CJ Stroud, Jonathan Taylor. Mike is drafting an all AFC South team.
That's right.
Maybe I should go with Diggs next.
Travis
Stroud and Diggs. Yeah, I'm going to go wide receiver since we're starting three wide receivers. I don't want to pass it up too much. And Davante Adams is the best one on the board right now.
But Aiden O'Connell, my analytics.
Ooh, Aiden O'Connell. Ooh, such a stud.
He's got bad vibes, Mike.
Aid analytics.
That's right.
Aiden the Linux.
Nailed it.
Yeah, so Davante Adams. I'm definitely going to check into, and he's my guy.
Welcome Sounds to Team good. RFL Red Zone 1.
That's right.
and now all the quarterbacks are going.
Yeah, wow. I was feeling iffy about my wide receivers until four quarterbacks went in the last five picks, so I'm feeling okay. They left me
Purdy, Tagovailoa, Caleb Williams, and Justin Herbert.
Yeah, Justin Herbert, how the mighty have fallen.
Going after Tua and Caleb Williams, who has thrown zero NFL passes.
Yeah. Yikes. All right. So some good wide receiver options here. That was definitely where I was looking because it is a three wide receiver league. There's Ayuk, London, Pittman, Diggs, Evans, DJ Moore. I'm going to go Homer boy here. Let's go. Brandon Ayuk, baby.
Nice.
If he gets traded somehow after this, which they say he's not going to, I am going to edit the podcast.
That would be really funny. It just comes in Jeff's like monotone voice. Debo Samuel.
All right. So now I'm gonna double tap this. I'm gonna take a high volume guy. There are those around who doubted him as a top 20 wide receiver last year. Not
Shut
I.
Shut up. Shut up.
Mike's
we don't need to talk about that.
Michael Pittman. I think he's gonna get a ton of volume this year, no matter who's throwing the ball. Especially if it's Joe Flacco. So we'll hope there. So now robots went ETN, DJ Moore, Josh Jacobs. Now we're back to Mike. Mike's got a nice diversity here. Stroud, Taylor, Adams. There's still a top 15 quarterback on the board, Mike.
There is, but I'm actually more interested in going wide receiver here and hooking up CJ Stroud with Stephon Diggs.
You're betraying the AFC South plus Devontae Adams, but you're not. Okay.
No.
Derrick Henry, Mike Evans, Nico Collins off the board. We're back to Walker. Walker also has a balanced team. Mahomes, Barkley, Chris Olave. There's some good players on the board. And then also there is, there's nobody on this list. Oh, Rashad White. There we go.
Yeah, there's also Rashad White. True. I'm not going to pick tight end here. I will say that. I can definitely still wait on my wide receiver too. I mean, I know it's not like the creative pick or anything, but I like the guy. I think he'll have a better season this year. And I need a QB2, and he's the best guy on the board. So I'm going to go with Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence. That's what I thought Mike was going to take. But actually, I'm looking. There's a lot of good quarterbacks still on the board. So after
like,
Walker went.
Like all the guys I wanted went.
Yeah.
It was
but
not neighbors, but the Pacheco, Waddle, and Achane were the three guys I was looking at.
Oh, no.
Daisy. Well, you could still take Joe Mixon. All right. Mm. So. Or Rashad White. So, Walker, how are you coming back from Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, this is not great. I was really liking one of those guys that got picked. I can still wait on tight end. I don't like Rashad White that much. I'm going to bet on a guy who last season, everybody was disappointed in him and he still had 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns. He's got a new, better offensive coordinator, in my opinion. And I think Geno is still pretty good. So I'm going to go with DK Metcalf here.
DK Metcalf over Cooper Kupp?
I'm doing it. I think.
What?
I'm going upside.
But play to win. You brought Cooper Kupp into this world.
Yeah, I know. He is my baby boy. But in this situation, I think based on team construction here, I have stability at quarterback and running back. I'm playing upside wide receiver tight end here.
That's fair. All right. So Mark Andrews, Rashad White, Trey McBride off the board. Back to Mike, who has Stroud, Taylor, Adams, and Diggs.
Yeah, I'm not really liking the quarterbacks available to me at this point, so I'm going to skip that position. I only have one running back in a very important field where I already have two wide receivers out of the three, so I'm looking at running back, and Kenneth Walker is the best one available, so I'm going to go Walker.
All right.
Walker. Then good we got pick.
Debo, Devonta Smith, Joe Mixon off the board. And
Jeff's going to take his RB1. He's gone zero running back.
That's right, baby. I'm going to take my RB1 and then my RB2. So, or maybe not if my.
You're going to take. Let me see here. You're going to take James Cook and Aaron Jones.
Wrong. Anyways, James Cook down the stretch last year had after their bye, he had 25, 30, 36 PPR points, and then they ran him into the ground. They're going to use him a lot. It's a good offense that they really focus on the running back in the second half last year. Give me Jimbo Cook. Walker could not have been more wrong. Kyle Pitts, Amari Cooper off the board. And then, hey, Remember when the best pass catching running back in football was still on the board at 6'2"?
Oh, you're going back to the Alvin Kamara well.
Hey, Alvin Kamara well has treated me very well. His entire career. I have only not had him in my home league 1 year. So I'm going back to Alvin Kamara. So now I have my RB1, RB2, wide receiver 1, wide receiver 2, and quarterback 1 and 2. So going back, it's PPR, so I'm going to go Alvin Kamara there.
Oh, balance.
Jeff, I will say, is definitely happy with his team right now. And and usually in these exercises, Jeff's like, I hate my team. Very bad.
Like my team a lot right now.
Yeah, right now, he thinks he's killing it.
I'm executing my favorite strategies, which is rushing quarterback, high volume receivers, and pass catching running backs. So,
pretty much, yeah, he's doing it, folks. He's the Jeff plan. It's in effect.
It is. We're gonna play this league out.
I don't know where the touchdowns are gonna come from, though, Jeff.
Don't worry about it.
It's not important at all.
It's not important.
Kyler Murray and Murray and Richardson are gonna run for 20.
Yeah,
exactly, exactly. Don't worry about it, Mike.
Yeah, I gotta go wide receiver here to fill that out. Cooper Kupp,
Mike.
Available,
Mike's playing a dangerous game with his quarterback too here.
I would have done the same thing here though. Kupp's so obviously the best player on the board.
Oh my god, Cooper Kupp was still on the board? I'm an idiot. Stafford, Cousins, Jones off the board. Now we're back to Walker.
Top player on the board, Dalton Kincaid. No.
Do it.
No.
Do it. Do it.
I won't. I refuse. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm just going to keep waiting on running back, too, I think, at this point. I don't know. Tight end.
A little Keenan Allen, a little Tank Dell, a little...
I like some of these receivers. Yeah, I think I'm drawn by the siren song of one of my favorite players of all time, non-Lions edition, and
Aaron Rodgers.
No. And even though he plays for one of my rivals now, I'm gonna buy in kind of cheap to the potentially exciting Bears passing offense and go with Keenan Allen.
Then we've got Dalton Kincaid, Aaron Rodgers, Tank Dell, George Pickens off the board, back to Walker. Walker, you have two quarterbacks, three wide receivers, and a running back. I would like to say if you're looking to fill out your bench, Rashee Rice is still available.
I do see that. on the field, I like it. Off the field, I don't like it so much. Is that fair?
Man, that is fair.
Okay, cool.
I'm looking at my star. Sorry, I still have my watch list from last year. It rolled over and I'm looking at it.
Oh, great. Yeah. I think here I'm going to go, and this pick might surprise you. It might surprise you. But I'm going to go with the shortest area ADOT target stack that you've ever seen in your entire life. And I'm going to put Mr. Dump off with the quarterback dumping off the ball to him. And take Evan Engram here.
Wow. And then Robot Pro Crime Team 4 takes Rashee Rice.
Pro Crime Team. That's right. International criminals, Rashee Rice and Jordan Love.
That's right. And CeeDee Lamb, who will rob the Cowboys blind this offseason. I've decided I'm starting the narrative that CeeDee Lamb's going to hold out.
Four years, $150 million for a receiver.
That's right. Mike, what do you think about CeeDee Lamb holding out? Would it be funny or the funniest thing?
At this point, I think it would be the funniest thing.
Yeah. I mean, Brandon Cooks, wide receiver 1. Let's go, baby. Let's do
Hell
it.
Hell yeah.
It's Let's time. Let's do it. Again.
It's time. Once again. All right, Mike. So you've got 3 wide receivers, 2 running backs. You're still playing chicken with your quarterback, too. The bad man is still on the board. The bake man is still on the board. Where are we going?
Man, I really want to go quarterback here, but holy mackerel, there is nothing available.
What happens.
That's why you shouldn't have waited.
I waited way too long for my quarterback, and you know what? I'm still not going to get one.
Dang!
I'm going to go with George Middle and the Kittle.
George Middle and the Kittle. All right. Jimbo Connor, Baker Mayfield, Christian Kirk off the board. Back to me. Ooh, Marquise Brown is Hollywood Brown in Sleeper now.
Interesting.
Interesting. All right.
I think here, let me guess what Jeff's pick's going to be. Okay. I have my guess. Now, Jeff, you can talk about it or whatever.
Remember how I said I like pass catching running backs?
Oh, no. Okay. This isn't what I thought it was going to be.
Ooh, okay. Hold on.
I was guessing Chris Godwin.
No. I'm not going to go Chris Godwin here. I do need a third wide receiver. But. Oh, wait. Are there any guys later on that I want? Hold on. Yes. But I'm not going Chris Godwin here. I'm going to go Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah.
Get another pass catching running back there. DeAndre Swift off the board. Hollywood Brown. And then I'm going to get my wide receiver. I didn't realize how good of a second half Jaden Reed had.
Yeah, really good. It was a lot of touchdowns, to be fair. But yeah, he's the best receiver on that team.
Yeah, very clearly. The team, the reason that we struggled with the Packers last offseason was it seemed like they were going to try to shoehorn Christian Watson as their best wide receiver when he wasn't, but we weren't sure who was. And I'm pretty sure at this point it's Jaden Reed. So I'm going to ride that ascending offense, getting that in the eighth round. I will definitely take Jaden Reed here to round out my wide receiver core. So now we got Ridley, Chris Godwin, then we got David Njoku. We're back to Mike. Mike still playing chicken with quarterback, but he has Stroud. Then he has running backs, Jonathan Taylor, Kenneth Walker. Then he has Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp, and George Kittle.
I do. And everything is becoming very, very slim pickings here. There's really not much out there.
I know who I would strongly suggest you pick here, but I'm not going to give you a free pick.
It's Najee Harris.
It's not that. No, it is not Najee Harris.
God, I don't know who to pick here. Running back, quarterback, no. Wide receiver. I might as well go for it and go Jordan Addison.
Jordan Addison, Rome Odunze, Xavier Worthy off the board, Deontay Johnson back to Walker. Will Walker or I take a third quarterback before Mike takes his second?
It's possible at this point.
Who's a player that you're going to recommend?
Geno Smith.
Geno Smith? Yeah, I'm going to wait on him.
Dang.
I think I should take a running back. Seems like probably a pretty good idea.
Probably.
But will I, is the question.
You've got exploded knee Nick Chubb, Najee Harris, Zamir White, Austin Eckler, Javonte, Jalen Warren. You've got a good list. You have a list. Tony Pollard. Is Tyjae still available? Tyjae still available?
Yeah. I guess
you're
I'll
running
go.
Into like a shared situation, guys.
I'm going Mr. Projected Volume.
My keyboard tray just broke.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Not good.
All right. So let me put this back together. So we've got Nick Walker took Zamir White. Then the robots took Najee Harris, Ladd McConkey, Nick Chubb, DeAndre Hopkins. I would like to say before Walker picks, we will definitely know if Team 4 is a fan of crime because the bad man still on the board, Deshaun Watson.
And he only has one quarterback, too. So.
Exactly.
I'm going to be sniping Deshaun. No, I'm just kidding.
Walker's like, actually, I'm convinced now he didn't do anything wrong. I'm really between this and the Harrison Butker talk before the episode. Walker is questioning all their decisions.
What have I gotten myself into? Anyway, I'm going to go. Let's see. What should I do here? It's 9-3. I'll just go with the guy who finished. I'll take last year's RB4 at 9-3.
Raheem Mostert?
Yeah.
Oh, Mostert. Team 4 is not pro-crime. They took Javonte Williams.
Yeah, the crime of being bad at football, am I right?
Hey, the crime of not being a full-time running back like everybody on Twitter thought you would be for no real reason.
Yeah, for no reason, despite the fact that you were always a timeshare back in North Carolina.
Yep. All right, and then the RB2 in Tennessee goes off the board with Tony Pollard. Yep. Tony Pollard and Tyjae Spears, the same football player. I'm saying it now.
Pretty much.
Yeah. JSN off the board. So, Mike, we're back to you. You've got four wide receivers, no quarterbacks. Mike's going to push it even further. He's going to
take... Yeah, I am.
Yeah!
I'm going to take another guy from the AFC. What division are they? Central?
That's AFC not Central? A division. That's not a division anymore.
What year is it? AFC Central?
Holy crap. I went back in the Wayback Machine to get that one.
Yeah.
They were AFC Central, too. AFC North now. Zach Moss.
Zach Moss now on Cincinnati. Brock Bowers off the board. Jake Ferguson. TJ Hawkinson. Robot taking an injured tight end here. Very interesting. Very interesting. Let's see if it works out for him. All right. So let's see. Just got to double check. Gerald Everett still on the board. Okay. Good. The tight end's about to fall off a cliff. Yes. We've got Dallas Goedert, Dalton Schultz, and then a bunch of guys that I do not want. I'm going to go with Dalton Schultz's volume feels kind of iffy to me now that they have three solid wide receivers there. I think the addition of Stephon Diggs does hurt Dalton Schultz. So I'm going to go Dallas Goedert here. Not a sexy guy, but he's going as like tight end. Just eyeballing this here, like 9 or 10 off the board. He's going behind TJ Hawkinson, who's going to miss half the season. So I'm happy with Dallas Goedert here. Then Eckler, Jaylen Warren, both off the board. Back to me. So I'm sitting at three wide receivers, three running backs, two quarterbacks, and a tight end. So I'm in full on. Let's snag some backups and some upside mode. So I'm going to go with Josh Allen's potential wide receiver one. Not sure if any of the guys in Buffalo are good, but I will go team good vibes with Keon Coleman here.
And then we
got Josh Brooks. Who the hell is Josh Brooks? Jonathan
I have no
Brooks.
Idea who that is.
Tyjae Spears, teammate, fan of crime. They take Deshaun Watson. And then Mike, we're back to you. Mike actually still has some starting quarterbacks available. Mike's gambit is paying off, and I know who he's waiting for now. He's waiting for his big beautiful boy.
I might
Derek
be actually,
Carr. Derek Carr. I, Mike's waiting for Derek Carr. Walker.
I might be. It might be Derek Carr. It might be somebody else as well. That I also like that.
Mike Hill. Mike falling back in love with Will Levis for some reason.
It might be. It might not be. I don't know.
Who's to say?
I'm going to go another tight end and go Dalton Schultz.
Dalton Schultz off the Mike taking...
Backup tight ends before starting quarterbacks.
Hell yeah, let's do it. Chaos, baby. Chaos ball.
I refuse to continue. I refuse. I'm sitting back away from the microphone. I don't even know if this is getting picked up.
It is.
This is ridiculous. Mike. All right.
Well, Kittle has an injury history. You can't just count on Kittle.
Shut up. All right, Walker, we're back to you. Mike's not going to be satisfied until he's drafting Mitch Trubisky as his quarterback, too. So, Walker, we're back to you. You got the whole board open to you. You have a starting lineup pretty much set. So, the world's your oyster.
Yeah, I'm looking at these receivers, and I'm not really that excited about most of these guys.
Yeah, there's not much excitement out of any of these guys.
I like, I sure do like volume, so give me Brian Robinson.
What are you, a dang hair metal band?
that's two types
of volume.
That's right.
Turn it all the way up to 11.
That's right, baby. All right, we got J-Mo, we got Brian Thomas going after J-Mo, which is crazy. Gus Buss. Mike Williams, and then...
Well, actually, you'll find that Jameson Williams is better than Brian Thomas, so...
You also find that Jameson Williams is, like, the fourth target on the offense?
Third.
No.
Gibbs won't out-target him.
I think he will. I think that J-Mo will have more air yards, but I think Gibbs will out-target him.
I don't think Gibbs, I think J-Mo's getting at least 80 targets. I don't think Gibbs hits that.
I don't know if there's room there for 80 targets for J-Mo.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to take DK Metcalf insurance and go with Tyler Lockett, which it seems like the 11th round is way too late for him.
Yeah, it does seem like that. Pat Freiermuth, complete afterthought now, correct? Yes, I answered my own question.
He is a, he's like the, he's a blob guy. It's basically Pat Freiermuth flirting, Tyler Conklin sexual harassment.
I like how you have to have a very specific brain for that to work,
and all of our listeners have that brain.
Yes, hello HR, that's what Walker is referencing. Yes, all right. Romeo Dobbs off the board. Dubs. I will never learn how to say it.
Romeo Dubs. He's smoking.
Romeo Quincy Doobie for all the mid-2000s NBA fans of busts with unibrows. All right.
Wait a minute.
What? Is Mike realizing he doesn't have a second quarterback?
I only have one quarterback.
You didn't know this?
Oops.
Now Mike's doing a bit. He's doing a bit. All right, who you taking, Mike? Taysom Hill?
Taysom Hill, baby. No, I'm gonna finally take Geno Smith.
Damn, yeah, Walker, you were recommending Geno like four rounds ago.
I told him to take Geno when he took Jordan Addison in the eighth round.
Yeah, so
I guess over Walker's face. Masterful gambit by Mike to wait three rounds and still get the guy I wanted him to get.
Tipping my fedora to you, sir. Masterful gambit. All right, Mike takes Geno Smith, gets the second quarterback, Zeke Elliott, Zach Charbonnet, Jacoby Myers, all off the board. Zeke Elliott, teammate getting a team starting running back in the 11th round. Unfortunately, it is the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs, James Conner, and Ezekiel Elliott. So all volume team.
Oh, God, that's good luck to them. Good luck to them.
It's not as bad as having as like Team 9, who has Zach Charbonnet as their RB3.
Is that bad?
It's not good.
Going in, getting a flop sweat, trying to decide between Tyjae Spears and Zach Charbonnet every week.
Meanwhile, my RB3 is Raheem Mostert, who scored 20 touchdowns last season.
Woo! So speaking of running backs, I should probably get another one. We're in full-on get your guy territory. So let's just say if one of my running backs were to go down, this guy would have quite a season.
It's Antonio Gibbs season.
You know him. I love him. Antonio Gibson back on my team, baby. Let's go. Jerry Jeudy, Trey Benson, back to me. Oh, my God. An embarrassment of riches here. Definitely not stalling because I'm trying to figure out who I want to take.
Oh, I know who you're taking.
Who am I taking?
I figured you're going to commit to the bit and take Adonai Mitchell.
I was not going to take Adonai Mitchell because then I will have two receivers on the Colts, and I cannot do that.
I mean, sorry, I have two receivers on the Seahawks. I think that's fine.
But I think what I'm going to, should I get my third quarterback here? There's a lot of quarterbacks available. Let's get this flex ranks. Let's see. Adonai Mitchell, Quentin Johnston's available. Oh my God.
Yeah. Somebody call Kev.
Yeah. Is this allowed? You know what? I think I need a second tight end here. Do I need a second tight end here?
I don't think you do.
I think I do. I think a man by the name of Ben Sinnott. No, I'm not going to take Ben Sinnott. All right.
Sinnott.
I like how it feels like I've been filibustering for ages, but it's been 1 minute.
1 minute.
Let's see. Anything else? Anybody else? Who here's celebrating a birthday? I don't know who I want here. You know what? I'm going to do it. Jalen Wright. Back up to two oft-injured running backs in Miami. So if either, now hear me out. This, I don't know if this is going to happen, but if Raheem Mostert gets hurt or Devon Achane gets hurt, and I know those are both crazy things to say, then Jalen Wright has some volume. So now I have all my running backs that I'm going to get.
Mike, have you considered that Jalen Wright might be bad?
Have you considered that it doesn't matter because he's running the same scheme in Miami that Kyle Shanahan made Matt Breida look good and Carlos Hyde look good?
Yeah, but those guys had some ability. Jalen Wright might suck.
Yeah.
Okay,
and fair enough. You know what? Antonio Gibson might suck. We don't know.
Well, yeah, I suppose that's true.
All right, Mike, we're back to you. We got three more picks to go.
Three more picks. Uh-oh. I'm going to go with the rookie here, rookie sensation. Boomhauer, Xavier Leggett.
Yeah, Boomhauer, baby. Best accent in the NFL. Oh, no! Team 4 did a crime. They stole Adonai Mitchell.
Right. Not for me.
Wagger, we're back to you. You've got four wide receivers, four running backs, a tight end, two quarterbacks. The world is your oyster.
Yeah, it really is. I'm not. I don't think I need to take a receiver yet. I think I can get that on the next one. So I'm going to take a guy that we've talked about who's probably going to end up scoring some touchdowns this year in a decent offense. I'll go Blake Corum.
Blake Corum, baby.
Bilake.
Josh Downs, Chuba Hubbard, Rashid Shaheed, back to Walker.
And here I'm going to take a guy who's really efficient, commands targets when he's on the field, and even though he might be the wide receiver 4 on the depth chart currently, the one of the guys ahead of him injures his hamstring every day when he wakes up. He has glass bones and paper skin. I'm going to go with Dontavian Wicks.
Yeah. I was wondering who you're talking about until you said he injures his hamstring every day. I was like, oh. All right. Jahan Dotson, Gabe Davis, J.K. Dobbins off the board. Mike could still end up with 3 starting quarterbacks, which is insane.
I can. That'd be awesome.
He's going to take Derek Carr.
I should take you, Derek Carr.
Do it.
Oh, I'm so tempted to. Nah, I'll wait. I'll take A.J. Dillon.
Okay. A.J. Dillon.
Sure.
Quentin Johnston, Kate Otten, Josh Palmer. I'm gonna take my third quarterback. There's only a handful of quarterbacks left who are definitely starting.
1, 2, 4.
I'm thinking Levis, Carr, Young, Bo Nix definitely starting.
Oh yeah, and, I guess I kind of skipped over Nix. I was thinking Russ.
Yeah, Nix definitely starting. Russ, I'm not super convinced. Danny Dimes, it's an injury thing. I think yeah. Once he's healthy, I mean they're paying him too much money to sit him on the bench, and they're a dumb franchise. Sorry, Mike. No, screw it. It's a mock draft. Let's go chaos. Will Levis. Let's go, baby.
What? No.
Chig off the board. Brandon Cooks. Mike's going to get stuck with Derek Carr as his third quarterback. And then I'm going to go my big, beautiful boy. Ben's in it. Let's go, baby. Second tight end. Kendre Miller, Rico Dowdle, Roman Wilson. Mike, we are back to you.
And here's
your last pick.
My third quarterback here, in faith, the number one guy, the guy that's just really awesome. He's going to take the league by storm.
The guy that's just really awesome.
He's so awesome. Gardner Minshew.
Oh. Gardner Minshew. Wow.
Mike's
hell yeah. Baby.
Mike with the backdoor stack. He's been planning it the whole time. Devontae Adams, Gardner Minshew. All right. Adam Thielen, Damian Pierce, How the Mighty Have Fallen. If you're listening, Joe Berg, I told you Damian Pierce sucks. All right. Marshawn Lloyd off the board. Walker, your last pick. Mike Gesicki is still on the board.
Gesicki.
Tucker Kraft. Good God. My brain.
Tyler Kroft and Tyler Kraft are probably both on the board. Yes.
Yes.
Darren Waller's still there.
Has Darren Waller retired yet?
I do not know. Let's to the TH Fantasy for the most up-to-date information on that.
No, I'm not. I know the last pick, everybody's like, oh, the last pick's supposed to be a meme pick, but I take this shit serious, okay? I'm getting a really cheap stack, and I'm going with Derek Carr.
Derek Carr, Taysom Hill, Carr. Ty Hell Chandler, yeah. baby. All right. There was a play. Oh, they got rid of the list. Oh man. Okay. I forgot who I was going to talk about. Shit. There was a player that didn't get drafted that I was like, that's good, but I can't remember who it was now. So, good for us. Good for us, everybody. We did it. All right.
So was it Rashad Bateman?
No, I'm completely forgetting who it was now. Hell yeah. Thanks, sleeper. Thanks me for not writing it down. This is why you can't trust robots. All right. I vote my team best team. So that's it, everybody. We did it. I don't think best team will have Antonio Gibson and Will Levis on it both. I don't think that will work. Rundown of my team. I'm happy with it. Anthony Richardson, Kyler Murray are my quarterbacks. James Cook, Alvin Kamara, my starting running backs. Brandon Ayuk, Michael Pittman, Jaden Reed, my starting wide receivers. Dallas Goedert, Ramondre Stevenson in the flex. Then I've got a bench of Keon Coleman, Antonio Gibson, Jalen Wright, Will Levis, Ben Sinnott. If I had to have one pick back, I would probably have gone, instead of Jalen Wright, I probably would have gone Blake Corum, if I had thought that through. Yeah. Maybe Curtis Samuel if I hadn't gotten so many wide receivers. I blew it. I screwed up.
You blew it.
I screwed up, everybody. And then at the end, instead of Ben Sinnott, I should have taken Josh Allen if he was still available.
That would have been an awesome pick.
That would have been a great pick. So, all right, I'm pretty happy. First mock draft of the year. I'm happy with the way things ended up. I think that I did benefit from being at the turn, so it was a little bit easier to plan what I was going to do. So I could double tap positions if I was happy with the group of guys. So, pretty happy with it. Probably will refine it a little bit, but Mike, let's go to you. I can run down your team real quick. You can tell me how you feel about it, which pick you wish you had back. CJ Stroud, Geno Smith are your starting quarterbacks. Jonathan Taylor, Ken Walker, Zach Moss, AJ Dillon, your running backs. And then wide receivers, Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp, three guys who have been within the top five in the last couple years. So there is that. Jordan Addison, Xavier Leggett, tight ends of George Kittle and Dalton Schultz. So how you feel about it? What do you wish you could have back?
I probably wish I could probably have back Dalton Schultz and gone somewhere a different position at that point instead of getting a tight end, my second tight end so early, even though there was a couple teams that had their second tight end before I did. But I feel pretty strong about this team, especially if Geno Smith can return back to form as he did a couple years ago. But if he doesn't, Gardner Minshew is going to rescue all. So I'm in safe hands with Gardner.
Mike's Minshew pilled. All right. You said you wish you had Dalton Schultz back. So, all right. Walker, you have Patrick Mahomes, Trevor Lawrence, Derek Carr as your three quarterbacks. You have Saquon Barkley, Zamir White, Raheem Mostert, Brian Robinson, Blake Corum, your running backs. Wide receivers, Chris Olave, DK Metcalf, Keenan Allen, Tyler Lockett, Dontavian Wicks, and just one tight end, Evan Ingram.
Yeah, I mean, once I got Ingram, I just didn't feel like I would ever not play him because he has such high volume. So I just didn't see a reason to take another tight end. I mean, if he goes down, then I'm waiver scouring regardless.
Why draft Chigakonkwo when you can just pick him up off the waiver wire?
Exactly. That's right. I'd rather take an upside swing on Dontavian Wicks. Exactly. Running backs, I mean, Barkley, I couldn't pass up at 210. Zamir White is a volume play. I'm not sure he's good or not, but if he is a little good, then he, with his volume, could easily finish top 20. Mostert will probably score a lot of touchdowns when he plays. Brian Robinson's going to get a lot of touches. He catches the ball decently out of the backfield as well. And then Corum, if Kyron Williams' injury issues persist into the season, Corum's going to eat into that workload. So those running backs I like. If I were to have a pick back, maybe... maybe Olave. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure about who I would take there. You know, I would have taken Harrison, and he got sniped So
yeah,
I would, you know, with Olave, I mean, I think he's going to be in a big tier of guys with like Adams, Pittman, Collins, Waddle. I think there's going to be a lot of guys I have in that like wide receiver 11 to 15 range who are just, I guess, five guys, but just, I feel like it's going to be a big tier, and I don't know if I used my draft capital the best there. I think my wide receivers are good, but not great.
Would you have been happier with Sam Laporta there, and then instead of Evan Ingram, you took Terry McLaurin or Christian Kirk?
Yeah, honestly, I think I would be happier with Laporta, tight end, and then Christian Kirk, wide receiver three.
Yeah, so there you go. Well, that's why you do this. You live and you learn.
Right, exactly.
Walker, swearing off Chris Olave forever now.
Not true. I probably will have him somewhere.
All right, perfect. So any last thoughts on anything in the world? Harrison Butker, maybe?
I'm just trying to look at, like, I'll say Mike was my favorite pick of yours. Probably Cooper Kupp in the sixth round. Okay.
Oh, easy. Yeah, that was a steal.
Really easy one there. for Jeff, I think I'm also going to go with your sixth round pick with Kamara.
Let's go.
That's really good value.
Walker was besmirching the Kamara pick, talking down to me, nagging me.
I don't know if I was doing all that. I think we'll have to check the tape. And we're going to review, we're going to grind on it, and we're going to get better.
We're going to go under the hood. We're going to send it over to New York. See what they have to say. I think, eighth round for Zamir White. Like, I don't think he can finish lower than an RB2.
Yeah. I mean, he's got 250 carries staring him in the face.
Yeah, exactly. Like there's literally nobody else there.
Right.
Like, who's their RB2?
Is it still Amir Abdullah?
Maybe. No, it's Dylan Madison. Laub.
I think it's Madison. Alexander Madison.
Oh, they got Madison.
Yeah. Alexander Madison. Sucks. And he's bad. Yeah. And then Amir Abdullah. And then Dylan Laube. I don't know. Britton Brown and Sincere McCormick.
Sincere McCormick is a very funny name because it makes me think of a very earnest set of seasonings.
They have like grandpa faces on the label.
They're very earnest seasonings. Sincere McCormick's.
I mean, the only issue for Zamir White, I guess, is that the offensive line ahead of him is not very good. But I mean, Colton Miller's decent. Powers Johnson should be good. Andre James is okay. Dylan Parham's okay. Thayer Munford's pretty bad. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see.
I mean, we saw last year how Rashad White even if the line's not great, you can volume your way into production.
Yeah. I mean, I think White probably ends up with something like 250 carries and 40 targets. So when you're touching the ball that much, you're probably going to score double-digit touchdowns. You're probably going to have 1,100, 1,200 yards from scrimmage, and that's like a solid, you know, mid-tier RB2.
Yeah, especially because who are they? If they're at fourth and one, who else? Let's put Amir Abdullah under, you know, in the backfield to try to get that 1 yard. It's going to be Zamir White. You know, there's no real like goal line guy to steal from him.
That's true.
Watch out, Amir Abdullah, touchdown vulture. I realized the player I was going to talk about.
Oh.
12 team Superflex. Bryce Young is still on the board.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he is. That's true.
Bryce Young still on the board, everybody. So let that sink in. Elon Musk voice, let that sink in. All right. That'll do it. We will be back next week. Thanks for listening to our mock draft. And next week we'll have another mock draft and then another. All we're going to do is mock drafts forever, all the way down.
Mock draft.
That's not true. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.